Of course we will continue our effort for young men and women so that they may obtain an education and an opportunity to put it to use. Of course we will continue our help for the crippled, for the blind, for the mothers, our insurance for the unemployed, our security for the aged. Of course we will continue to protect the consumer against unnecessary price spreads, against the costs that are added by monopoly and speculation. We will continue our successful efforts to increase his purchasing power and keep it constant. And for these things too, and for a multitude of things like them, we have only just begun to fight. Objectives spell peace at home. All our actions, all our ideals spell also peace with other nations. Today there is war and rumor of war. We want none of it. But while we guard our shores against threats of war, we will continue to remove the causes of unrest and antagonism at home, which might make our people more easy victims to those for whom foreign war is profitable. And note well that those who stand to profit by war are not on our side in this campaign. Goodwill toward man, democracy must cling to that message. For it is my very deep conviction that democracy cannot live without that true religion which gives a nation a sense of justice and of moral purpose. Above our political forums, above our marketplaces, stand the altars of our faith, altars on which burn the fires of devotion that maintain all that is best in us and all that is best in our nation. We have need of that devotion today. It is that which makes it possible for government to persuade those who are mentally prepared to fight each other to go on instead, to work for and to sacrifice for each other. And that is why we need to say with the old prophet, "What doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God?" That is why the recovery we seek, the recovery we are winning, is more than economic. In it are included justice and love and humility, not for ourselves as individuals alone, but for our nation. And that is the road to peace.